I've been raising this issue since I was elected. It was brought to my attention that a number of schools within our community hadn't GES status. So I approached Thomas Pringle and asked him to raise it in the Dáil, and he has been. And also I've been raising this with the Minister, Joe McHugh, as well, which has been raising the issue equally. And unfortunately, when schools aren't designated a GES school, they are left with, in a position of being disadvantaged from others. And the people who suffer the most are children. We were told last year that the minister and the government would make an announcement and a decision on the schools that haven't got GES this year, but unfortunately to date they haven't. But yesterday, through Joe McHugh's office, I was told that that review has now nearly been completed, and it's more than likely it'll be next year, which is good that this has been done. But unfortunately, schools are still left in that position. And I would be asking the minister to hurry this process up, and hopefully that the schools who aren't designated GES will get the GES programme.
And this is important not only for the pupils but for the parents, that the school has GES status.
Absolutely, because it puts massive pressure within the community, because, and especially in school in rural areas where there's a small population, and it's from that pot itself that the schools and the board of management and the school staff who do fantastic work are constantly looking to raise money. And unfortunately, with the economic times that we're in, not every family can afford to constantly give. So that's why it's important that the minister sees this, recognises this, and gives GES status to the schools who has unfortunately hasn't got it at the moment.